ceremony they have at the church, that'd be called a
funeral.
And like if somebody has lost somebody in their family and they were dressed in black, and you'd say they were in
mourning.
And like at a funeral or something, if the women really lost control of themselves and were really crying, you'd say they were really
broken up. They're broken up, weeping. And
If somebody met you on the street and asked you said, "How are you?" And if you felt all right, but you had some aches and pains, you'd say, "Well." They said, "How are you, Ernest?"
I'm all right. Or maybe I'd say, "Shaky." I'm doing all right. And my aches and pains is, I've got some of them. This year, arthritis or the sinus or whatever it is bothering me, I'm able to go.
Now, if somebody was troubled about something, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't worry. Now, this is a disease that people used to get, children would get it, I believe, in the throat, and they don't have any more, but it would make
diphtheria. Diphtheria, and it,
How about that disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Well, now that's yellow jaundice, I reckon it's jaundice. They call it now. It ain't called yellow jaundice. It was in my boy days, but it now it's they call it. What do they call it? And they claim it's catching. What do they call that yellow jaundice?
Hepatitis.
Oh, yeah.
But it was what they.
What they call yellow jaundice back in the.
A pain in their appendix, they probably have
appendicitis.
Now, if a person ate something that didn't agree with him and they couldn't keep it down, you'd say he's going to have to if it was coming back up, the food was, you'd say, well, he's about to
vomit.
Now, if you were being more polite, would you say, did they ever say throw up?
That's as long as I can remember.
You could remember that. Which would be more polite?
They vomiting is more polite than throwing up, I think it would be,
Now, if a person had stomach trouble and wanted to tell you where it was he was sick, he'd say, well, I'm sick
in my stomach.
And
stick at my stomach.
Now, back in your day, when a young couple was going out together a lot and it seemed like they might have serious intentions, what would they say that couple was?
They'd say sweetheart. Sweetheart.
And would they ever say that? If this boy kept coming around to this girl's house all the time, they'd say that he was
getting sweet on that girl.
And did they ever say he's courting her?
Yeah, that's right. Courting her, going to courting, he's going to courting. That's common there.
They'd say that that boy would be her...
Her sweetheart.
Yeah, and she'd be his.
Yeah. Now then, it's a boyfriend or girlfriend. But back then it was.
Now, if this couple that had been courting, if she had agreed to marry him, and then instead she went off and married somebody else, what would they see?